retire this, even though maybe we're the only two people that ever played this thing.
I love that song.
I think we have it on cassette, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
That's where it came to us back in the early, I think it was early 90s or whatever. Now, I want to say it's like Los Nombres or somebody like that, out of the Lorraine area. When sort of the Pride, Lorraine County Pride Day kind of began as far as a way to pick one good day in May where everybody's excited about getting out and cleaning up the neighborhood mm-hmm. and getting rid of things like that. But they have now been rebranded Lorraine County Pride Day to Lorraine County Beautiful Day. And to hear to talk a little bit about that is Brandy Schnell from the Lorraine County Solid Waste. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, appreciate you. And we're ready to make Lorraine County Beautiful coming up on Saturday, May 21st, one day where it's sort of a concerted effort, but we would hope everybody would take a time, any time during the summer or spring to kind of clean up their little area of the world.
Absolutely. So Keep Lorraine County Beautiful is our local affiliate of Keep America Beautiful. And Keep America Beautiful has the Great American Cleanup, and it runs from March through the end of May. But being here in Ohio, we have always had to have our cleanup day at one of the later possible dates because we don't have as nice of weather in March or April for this kind of day.
You're just basically full of mud during a lot of those times. So you want to make sure it's a little drier and there's able to get chance to get to and clean up. What communities are involved in this? How do you organize something this big within the county?
Sure. So we have a Lorraine County Beautiful Day coordinator in each of the communities that participate. There are 21 of our 34 communities that are participating in Lorraine County. Plus, we have a couple of extra groups like the Lorraine County Metro Parks will be doing an event. Second Harvest Food Bank and the OSU Extension Office lends their master gardeners. The 21 different communities send a coordinator to our organizer meeting. I organize the organizers, and then each of them takes on the groups from their community that they're going to make sure that they get their supplies and keep track of the information so that I can get wrap-up reports and know what happened in each community for that day.
How do I know what community? Do I look up through you or through individual cities? Do they have things posted? How do I know where to go to help clean up?
Mm-hmm. A lot of the cities do have individual things posted on their social media or website, but I encourage everyone that wants to volunteer and doesn't know how to reach out to me either through email or through our Facebook page or our website or my phone number, which I can give all of that information out. And once someone contacts me, I just got an email 2 days ago from someone who wanted to join in to an event in Avon Lake. And so I got her to the correct person so that she could find out what
to do. So I assume sometimes individuals, but a lot of times maybe some different service groups want to get involved too, right?
That is correct. A lot of groups in these different communities that participate have participated year after year, and so they know who to contact in their community. But if you have a group, or there have been circumstances where I've had a small family group that wanted to get together or a friend group that wanted to get together and do a cleanup, then they would contact me and say, I have 5 or 10 volunteers. And then I would put them in contact either with someone in their own community, or if they say, I don't care where I go, where am I needed, then I will find a place where they're needed.
Talking this morning with Brandy Schnell, Outreach Coordinator for Lorraine County Solid Waste, about Lorraine County Beautiful Day coming up Saturday, May 21st.
You spoke to the commissioners the other day, and you talked about last year's collection of trash, some huge amount.
Mm-hmm.
So a campaign like this really makes a difference. Can you bring it home in terms of a few numbers for us?
Sure. Last year, we had over 29 tons of trash that was collected on this one-day event across the county. They cleaned up 83 miles of roadways, 3.25 miles of waterways. So it really does make a difference. And we do want to continue that year-round, but this day is kind of like our starting point to get a lot of that off the ground once the snow has melted and then to move forward.
Sometimes I think of this as sort of cleaning up the nature, you know, the debris, you know, trimming things back, planting things in mulch. But you're talking about actual things that we have thrown out or discarded or got blown away, just garbage, trash, right?
A lot of it is garbage, trash. Some we do have some recycling that'll take place if they're able to pull out any plastic bottles or aluminum cans that they have found on the ground. They will recycle those. There was dozens and dozens of tires that were pulled off of the ground and the roadways, and those were recycled. But it is also a lot of cleaning back debris and high grass and things like that will catch litter. We want to clean that stuff up as well.
Has anybody involved in this in the past reached out to your office and said, "Hey, look what I found. I can't believe it"?
I do have a line on the wrap-up report about the most unique thing you found, and I haven't had anything that has completely blown me away, but there have been some things that they've found that have been dated back pretty far, like many years old, but nothing that really stands out at this moment that I can think of and say, well, this was found.
What are some of the key places maybe you'd need volunteers or people to help out? If you can give us maybe a little bit of a county overview of some spots where there will be some beautification going on the 21st.
Sure. There's a lot of different events that are going on right here in the city of Elyria. They're going to be doing a lot of picking up of trash in the downtown area, Broad Street. They always paint the fire hydrants on this day. They do a lot of mulching and trash pickup. Garden Street in Ely Village, Fuller Road, Chestnut Commons. These places need to be cleaned up, and they are always looking for volunteers. The city of Lorain also has a pretty big contingent of volunteers that are going to be cleaning up a lot of their parks, Veterans Park, Central Park, Lakeview, and all of these places would be happy to have any additional volunteers that would show up. But if you want to have information ahead of time, just contact me and I will make sure you have a contact person when you arrive on site.
Before we went on the air, I mentioned the cab. This was the thing. Clean
and beautiful.
And beautiful. It's like a trailer that has sort of the tools that sometimes that's still in use these days, yes?
That is still in use. We just had a community borrow it for this coming weekend, Amherst, as a matter of fact. And it has lawnmowers and weed whackers and litter pickers and garbage bags and gloves and all the supplies that you would need for a litter cleanup event. And it is no cost. You do have to be at least 25 years old to rent it out and sign, you know, some paperwork, and then you have to come and pick it up. But other than that, it is no cost to you as a group to come and grab this trailer and use the supplies inside of it.
And we should also put a word about the recycling center. Still going strong. A lot of people still cleaning out. It's a never-ending cycle of people coming through, I would imagine.
That is true. In last year, we had over 18,000 residents or vehicles. I guess it could have been the same resident more than once, but vehicles go through the collection center and our two satellite tire sites. It's open 3 days a week. It's at 540 South Abbey Road here in Elyria. And it's open Mondays 9 to 3, Wednesdays noon to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 3. And it is a really smooth operation.
And I recommend people going to the site as well to find out kind of that list of things, because there's even things they may not think that they have that can be recycled and they don't have to put it in the trash. And that's the point of the whole process, right?
A lot of recycling and a lot of proper disposal of things that, like, for example, tires and things cannot go in the landfill. They need to be recycled.
But one thing Bruce and I often talk about, bowling balls. Can people drop off bowling balls there?
You may not drop off your bowling balls to the collection center. And please, please, please do not put your bowling balls in your curbside recycling bin. Your waste haulers would absolutely appreciate that.
Do you think at the sporting goods store when they sell a bowling ball, they say, "Mister, this is yours forever"? Because
But long as your thumb fits.
Yeah, exactly. But we invite people to take part in the Lorain County Beautiful Day, or make every day a beautiful day to do some cleanup. But the concerted effort just reminds people they can get into those areas. You know, you talk about the rivers, the lakes, just areas that need to be cleaned up that somehow become the way the wind blows, that's where all the trash ends up, it seems, in some of these places.
Right. So. And like I had said, if you have tall grass and you have overgrown brush and things, those are going to be litter collectors. So a lot of these communities are going to be cutting those things down and pulling them back. And then there's going to be a lot of mulching and flower planting because it is a beautification day in addition to the litter cleanup. Right. So there will be a lot of that happening.
And guaranteed beautiful weather that day. I can't see that far in advance, but I could hopefully it'll have some good weather.
I am hopeful as well. And our volunteers are great. They've come out even when it's not been the best weather.
Lorain County Beautiful Day again, Saturday, May 21st. You can make a difference in your community by signing up and help keep Lorain County clean. You can call Brandy over at the office at 440-328-2249 or email her at bschnell, S-C-H-N-E-L-L, at lorainecounty.us. We appreciate you stopping in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Brandy Schnell joining us from Lorain County Solid Waste. It is 827.